This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 17th. I'm Paul Plack. Officials have identified five people killed when a Cessna Skymaster apparently suffered some sort of airframe failure over the runway Monday at Monmouth Executive Airport in New Jersey. Women Air Force service pilots from World War II will finally be recognized with congressional gold medals on March 10th after waiting almost 70 years. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and former House Science and Technology Committee Chairman Robert S. Walker are urging their fellow Republicans to support the Obama administration's new direction for NASA. The U.S. Department of Transportation intends to approve an application for antitrust immunity for American Airlines and four international partners to form a marketing alliance on one condition. British Airways has signed a deal that promises that when Salina Group finishes its new bio jet fuel plant, the airline will commit to buy 100% of its output. The U.S. Air Force has flown six missions over Haiti with its RQ-4 Global Hawk, including 130 flight hours and more than 3,600 images of earthquake-damaged areas. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt will personally present private pilot certificates with instrument ratings to two former gang members who turned their lives around with help from the On Wings of Eagles Foundation Flight Academy. A French pilot and his 63-year-old passenger escaped serious injury when they jumped from a helicopter just before it hit the side of a mountain. And 13% of Air New Zealand passengers are more adventurous than anyone knew. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, remembering the days when Aspen Avionics was still a little startup, with President and CEO John Usakai. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.